Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I hope you had a wonderful Merry Christmas. Maybe some of you are still celebrating. We're back in the saddle here, so to speak, and my computer didn't want to work, so I'm a little frustrated with it this morning. And so when I was singing the intro song, I'm pointing at my computer because it done me wrong this morning. It just done me wrong. Well, today is the first complete full day of a government shutdown. Somebody tweeted over the weekend, I saw that, I keep thinking this weekend, but this is Wednesday, we're in the middle of the week already. They tweeted something about the government being shut down. Has anybody felt anything different yet? Yeah, me neither, it said, and maybe we should stop and think about that. They think they're so important. And, you know, they made fun of the president, and, you know, I have family and extended family, and they're not all Trump people, and I try to kind of stay quiet. They don't listen to the show, so they don't know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about other people, not my immediate family. They don't listen either, but I'm not talking about them. And so they don't really know what I talk about. They know I'm conservative, but they don't really know what I'm talking about, what I talk about every day. And you know, it's hard for me to understand. Now, I'm not necessarily, I don't know how to put this. I wasn't a Trump fan. You know I wasn't. His lifestyle prior to being running for president was not something that I would esteem or pat him on the back for. But I do believe this man is trying to do his very best for this nation right now. And people keep making fun of him. They keep saying he's an idiot. They keep saying he's stupid. They keep saying this. They keep saying that. And he keeps proving them wrong. Now, Schumer and Pelosi claim that the president here at Christmas is leading the nation into chaos. Well, who's really leading the nation into chaos? Who are the ones that allowed this crisis at the border? Who are the ones that ignored caravans coming in by tens of thousands of people? Who was that? Who is it that right now is butting heads with the president and no matter what he wants or says, they're not going to give him any kind of money for the wall? They threw a little pittance at him, yeah, $1 billion. And he says he's going to keep it shut down until he has the money for the wall. Now, he has compromised over and over and over again, and they still will not give him what he wants. He compromised, if you remember, about 2 years ago when he first became president, and on the DACA, allowing even more of them, and the Democrats turned it down. So who is it that's not trying to get along here? It's Congress. And it's not just the Democrats. Because the Republicans have had 2 years to get this done and haven't done it. So now we're all in a panic at the end of the year and we're going to shut the government down and it's going to be this horrible chaos and da 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 da. And by the way, the president's pulling out of Syria and he's in trouble for that. And all of a sudden, Mattis, you know, I love Marines. You know, I've got a thing for Marines because my brother's a Marine. But that doesn't mean they don't make mistakes, and trust me, my brother Phil makes mistakes. However, all of a sudden, he's on this pedestal. He can do no wrong, and the president can do no right. Of course, that part of it isn't all of a sudden. Well, Justice Ginsburg had surgery this week, and she got to go home. She's going home to yesterday. She went home yesterday on Christmas Day. She had two nodules removed. They found those when she fell back in November and broke some ribs. And she's looking pretty frail. She's 85. I was thinking she was 90-something. But she's only 85, only. She says she's got a lot of time left, and she's going to keep working. They go back to work on January 4th, so she's just got a little time to recoup from this surgery. They removed some nodules from her lungs that they found when she broke her ribs back in November, and she is battling cancer once again. She she's beat that battle a couple of times. Now, let's talk about Congress just a little bit. And it's going to be the Democrats, because that's what I have in front of me. So let's talk about them just a little bit here. I have an article. This is coming from Newsmax. No, this is coming from the Daily Caller. Excuse me. House Democrats are lining up behind what could be the largest expansion of government in decades. Do you think that's what we need is more government, bigger government? Democrats are increasingly lining up to support Green New Deal. It's a Green New Deal. You know, I don't know about you, but their New Deals are not too great. This New Deal, which is kind of vague on the details, could end up being the largest expansion of government in decades. Now, my friends, this is the deep state. The deep state wants big government. The Democrats want big government. The Republicans, on a whole, want big government. That's how they survive. That's how they're making their millions. As it stands, it says in this article, the Green New Deal is more aspirational than actual policy right now. Indeed, it takes its name from the New Deal back in the 1930s, and its main backer, incoming Democrat New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And she compares it to the Great Society. Does everybody remember the Great Society? I was just a kid. That was back in the 1960s. More than 40 Democrat lawmakers support the Green New Deal. I don't know why they don't call it New Green Deal, but it's the Green New Deal. And we heard a little bit about this with Daniel Turner, and we're going to talk a lot more about this with Daniel Turner in the future. The Green New Deal is a part of a broad plan to fight global warming and bring about what they see as economic, social, and racial justice. A poll found most Americans supported this deal, but knew little about it. So why would you say I support a new Green Deal if you don't know squat about it? Where do they take these polls? They didn't ask me. Of course, I refuse to answer the phone late at night, but it's usually the RNC that's calling me and wanting money. So, America, you out there in this heartland, who is truly the heart of this nation, what do you think? Do you support the Green New Deal? What's the poll with you? 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. It says, but the big question is, when Americans find out what is in the Green New Deal, will they be willing to pay for it? Ocasio-Cortez, her Green New Deal, calls for creating a House committee. Oh, that's what we need, another committee. It's kind of like a Baptist church. You've got to have another committee to draft legislation to fight global warming and to turn the U.S. economy into something akin to what Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders envisions. He envisions it. Indeed, the Green New Deal could be a preview of what policies in the Democratic Party will back in the 2020 elections. The Green New Deal seems like it's old deal to me. Just more spending, spending, spending. We're going to talk about this. They got a few things in this article that I think you ought to know. And then we're going to compare it to something going on in China. 877-895-5410. Do you support the Green New Deal? 877-895-5410. We will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's a great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. So I threw out the question to you because you truly are the heartland of this nation. What do you believe is going to be good about the Green New Deal? I used to keep wanting to change it around. The Green New Deal. Are you in support of that? Well, let's look at this. It says here, this is going to be the New Deal, the Great Society, the Moonshot, the Civil Rights Movement of our generation. That's coming from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She said that at a panel event in early December alongside, you know who, Bernie Sanders, a likely 2020 presidential contender. So the goals include moving the U.S. to 100% green energy. Well, that worked real well for Europe, so we'll see how that does for us. Federal job guarantees for workers forced out of their fossil fuel jobs. Guaranteed minimum income. You're guaranteed a minimum income. And universal health care. Whoopee! Democrats will take control of the House back in 2019, and many want to see global warming become a central part of their agenda. Well, of course they do. They don't want the economy to be the central part because it's doing sort of kind of better. Republicans are unlikely to go along with the Green Deal in any form, and cracks are even appearing among the Democrats on climate policy. Since the Green New Deal lacks specifics, it's hard to gauge the total cost. but similar climate and welfare policies are estimated to cost trillions of dollars. Now, we're talking trillions. This is what the Democrats want to spend on this. Trillions. And they can't come up with 5 point something for a wall. And that was only billions. That wasn't trillions. For starters, it says here, moving the U.S. to 100% renewable electric grid could cost us as much as $5.2 trillion over two decades, according to a 2010 study by the Conservative Heritage Foundation. That's about $218 billion to move the grid away from the coal and the natural gas. So, it says here, on top of that, that the non-energy related portions of the Green New Deal could cost trillions more, including universal health care and guaranteed income. The Libertarian Mercatus Center released a study in July that found Sanders' Medicare for All plan would cost $32.6 trillion over 10 years. Where's Congress going to get that money? You know, of course, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said, I don't know where the money's going to come from. She said that a long time ago. We'll figure that out later. You know, that's like Pelosi. First we got to pass it, then we'll read it and feel what's in it. It says here, the same month, hedge fund manager Ray Dalio, I'm not sure how they say his name, estimated the cost to taxpayers of a universal basic income policy would top $3.8 trillion per year. And that's assuming every American citizen got just $12,000 a year. For comparison, the Great Society policies pursued by the Johnson administration during the 1960s cost $22 trillion, according to estimates from the Heritage Foundation. Former President Franklin D. Roosevelt's New Deal of the 1930s during the Great Depression cost $500 billion in today's dollars. The Nation reported that in 2008. It worked great then, didn't it? How much greater will it work this time? Of course, both the New Deal and the Great Society have left U.S. taxpayers on the hook for trillions in debt and unfunded liabilities, somewhere between $87 trillion and $222 trillion. That's a pretty wide spread, don't you think? Well, they want to spend that kind of money, but they're not going to give the president $5.7 billion for a wall. They claim they want this. Let me repeat this. I've said it at the beginning of the show. It says more than 40 Democrat lawmakers support the Green New Deal as a part of a broad plan to fight global warming and bring about what we see as economic, social, and racial justice. Now, let's look at China. China's Christians are searching amid crackdown on churches. China is cracking down on churches, but that has not deterred many Christians there from finding other places to worship. The crackdown comes even as Christians throughout the world celebrate Christmas. Now, this was an article from yesterday. This year, the Chinese government has banned online sales of the Bible, burned crosses, demolished churches, forced at least six places of worship to close. It says the government is concentrating on unofficial Christian churches that promote social justice or have been critical of the Communist Party's grip on society, according to the Times. But they don't want any social justice. Oh, it is just absolutely crazy what's going on. It says, and the crackdown worsened in the weeks leading up to Christmas as police closed two churches, which had attracted thousands, the newspaper said, and the China Aid, an advocacy group, reported dozens of Christians had been detained in a raid on a prominent Chinese church. Social justice. We hear that word, social justice. You know, it's not that I'm against justice, but I'm against government pushing it. Social justice. Well, who do you think is really working for you? Do you believe the Democrat Party or the Republican Party is working for you as we the people? Now, they made fun of President Donald Trump because he was tweeting out over Christmas, I'm alone in the White House, poor me. He wasn't complaining. He was actually making fun of the Congress. And I've come up with a new word for Schumer. Schumer is Senator Sham Scam Schumer. Because everything he says is a scam. He doesn't utter a word of truth. His hypocrisy is out the wall, out the ceiling, whatever you want to say. Now, Trump says, President Donald Trump says the government shutdown will continue until there's a wall. What do you think he should do? Do you think he should cave even more? I mean, he already caved. He already brought down the $5 billion to, I think it was three. I've got it in one of these articles. I've got, like, I don't know how many articles here on this same thing. But they're not going to give him anything. They kind of threw a little pittance of $1.3 billion. They said they're not going to cave. So what we have here is a standoff, kind of like the gunfight at OK Corral. We've got a standoff in D.C. Who do you think is truly working for you? President Donald Trump gave up Christmas with his family, and he stayed in the White House, and he's been working. Where was Schumer? Where was Pelosi? Where was McConnell? Where were any of them? They weren't working. But the president was. And the president hasn't taken a salary since he became president. And they keep getting richer. So we're going to talk about this a little bit. You know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she wants to spend trillions and trillions of dollars and wants a Green New Deal. And I'm thinking, no deal, Alexandria, no deal. The girl doesn't have sense enough to come in out of the rain, but she's smart enough to rob you blind. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. I have a new poll on Donald Trump. Well, how do you think he's doing, and should he continue to keep the government shut down? 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive 2 MyPillow premium pillows as well as 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. So, we're at a battle with the shutdown of the government. And Trump says he's not going to open it up until he gets a wall. He is forcing Congress to do their job. They always wait till the last. And they've already, you know, they were already extending this through February, you know, so they passed some spending bill. But it didn't. But the president's not going to sign it. He's not going to sign it unless it has provisions to secure the border, a.k.a. a wall. He said they can call it whatever they want, but it needs to be there. And I think the majority of the American people agree we need to do something to secure our borders. We're more willing to secure borders in Syria and across this great globe than they are right here in this in our own nation. Do you ever stop and wonder why that is? Do you ever wonder exactly why they're so adamant, both the Republicans and the Democrats, on health care being socialized? Do you ever wonder why people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who doesn't know her constitution, pushes socialism? Why she makes statements like, well, we don't know how we're going to pay for it, but we need it, so we'll figure that out. We're talking trillions of dollars. And I was thinking this morning, do you ever wonder why they want you to have a minimum wage hike of $15? Where did that come from? So if they want to pay you $15 an hour, but yet they're willing to let all these illegal aliens cross the border and come into this nation illegally because they need cheap labor jobs, where does that leave you? Doesn't matter that you have a guaranteed $15 an hour if you don't have a job. It's all talk. It's all rhetoric. It's all phony. Who is working for you? The president stayed in the White House. He stayed in D.C. over Christmas. Nancy Pelosi didn't. Chuck Schumer didn't. Senator Sham Scam Schumer. He didn't. Mitch McConnell didn't stay there. None of them did they? But the president that everybody says is an idiot, is stupid, and just doesn't know what he's doing, and he's caused chaos in this nation, he stayed at the helm. He stayed there, watching over a nation, while Congress scattered like ants. Taking care of themselves. You say, now come on, Beth, it was Christmas. Yeah, sure it was. What have they done the rest of the year? How come it's come down to Christmas weekend? Why does it always come down to the last of the year for them to finally get something done? Push it through, push it through, push it through. Well, Senator Sham Scam Schumer says the Republicans must abandon this wall idea in order to reopen the government. So we have them standing off. And they're supposed to come up with a compromise. President Trump, if you want to open the government, you must abandon the wall, plain and simple, the senator, he tweeted. You know, they always say the president tweets, but these guys tweet too. Senator Sham Scam Schumer. Says the New York senator also said Democrats are open. They are open to discussing any proposal as long as they do not include anything for the wall. We're open to it as long as it says what we want. They're ignoring the will of the people. The people voted and elected President Donald Trump. One, to fix the immigration crisis. The illegal aliens coming across this border. To right some of the wrongs, to get us home from these military complex wars that we have going on. They're not bringing freedom to anyone. They're not bringing democracy to anyone. Stop and think about it. You know, Schumer wants to make it crystal clear. There will be no additional appropriations to pay for the border wall. Yet they have an open mind. Yeah, we're open-minded. We're open to discussions. As long as you don't have cameras pointing at us. We don't like it when you put cameras in front of us when we point discussions. But Trump says there will be. The shutdown will continue until they give him the wall. And it's not his wall. It's your wall. And it also, I have an article here that says that Trump signed while he was there. He authorized a 115-mile wall construction in Texas. He says, he tweeted this out, I am in the Oval Office and just gave out a 115-mile-long contract for another large section of the wall in Texas. We are already building and renovating many miles of wall, some complete. Democrats must end the shutdown and finish funding. Billions of dollars and lives will be saved. He said, this goes on, this is talking about the president here. It's Christmas Eve and President Trump is plunging the country into chaos, the leaders said, where the leaders are Nancy Pelosi and Chuck, Senator Scam Sham Schumer, They pointed the problem beyond the shutdown, including the plunging stock market. You know, it did take a dive. And the president firing of the defense secretary. He didn't fire the defense secretary. He resigned. Don't you think it's interesting how they word these things? And this is coming from Newsmax, supposed to be a conservative. The president wanted the shutdown, but he seems not to know how to get himself out of it. And I think he knows exactly what he's doing. And he did offer $2.5 billion. He came down and they refused. The stock market took a plunge. It's been up today. I think when we checked it early this morning, it was up 200 points, something like that. But you know, Melody Cedarstrom says, a collapse is inevitable. When and where and how much, we don't know. But as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez talks about spending trillions of dollars on a Green New Deal, what's happening? What's happening? Well, the Gallup poll, which I'm not sure who they poll on these things, it says that the president is up. He gained 3 points. No, I'm sorry, 2 percentage points in the polls. 55% of respondents disapprove of the president, but 40% approve. And that's up from 35 earlier. What do you think? You seem to be quiet this morning. You know what I think? We like the polls when they say what we want. We don't like them when they don't. But I really don't think they amount to a whole lot. What I think really matters is what you think right there where you are. How's he doing in your eyes? The eyes of the heartland of America, CSC Talk Radio. The ones who are out there plowing, seeding, feeding, tossing hay. What do you think? He's done a lot of stuff, but he can't get the wall built because Congress won't move. And we're talking about the Republicans and the Democrats. The Democrats are only able to push this because the Republicans are allowing it. And here in just a week, the Democrats are going to take the House. We're in for a battle in 2019. I don't know if you know it, but I hope that you're bracing yourself for a battle for freedom and liberty. And we will be right back. A good night's sleep is important to your all-over good health. In the past, I've tried numerous pillows only to pitch them out of my bed in the middle of the night. Not the pillow for me. Down, pellets, memory foam just didn't fit me. Then I tried my pillow, and bingo, where have you been all my life? My neck, shoulders, and upper back relaxed and sleep without pain or spasms came. This is my pillow because it fits me. My pillow because it will fit you, your sleep style, your size. My pillow fits you. But there's more. My pillow, affordable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. It is all about you. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code BethAnn. Give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. Invest in a good night's sleep for you. Invest in CSC Talk Radio. Invest in an American-made product. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home to a good night's sleep. CSC Talk Radio has the best listeners in the world, and I appreciate every one of you. So when you tell me that you had trouble listening for whatever reason, it breaks my heart. As you know, I've been on a campaign to find and promote all American-made companies, and as fate would have it, one such company found me. Michael of Goodar Electronics contacted CSC Talk Radio with an all-American-made product that will help my shortwave and AM and FM listeners. Designed for all environments, the DXL-1000 is a multi-band outdoor antenna. It's the world's first telescoping tunable whip. Michael has been in business for over 30 years, manufacturing high-quality custom antenna models that cover a wide range of applications. His antennas are in use all over the world. Give Michael a call at 480-892-8207. That's 480-892-8207. Or visit GoDarUSA.com.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Are you proud to be an American? There should be pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand together and say, buy made in the USA. CSC Talk Radio is partnering up with Made in America, Made in the USA companies, products that are made with love as well as years of experience. MyPillow, 800-978-6168. McCall's Candles, 800-396-0332. Liberty Tabletop, 844-386-2338. And there's more to come. Whether you contact them via the CSC website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. Why buy American? Better quality products. Your money stays in the USA, and you're keeping Americans working. Visit CSETalkRadio.com and click on the All American Market button. That's CSETalkRadio.com, All American Market. Always use the promo code BethAnn.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is the final segment for today's show. By the way, I want to mention before we get done here that Friday's coming up. Today is show number 1998. Friday will be CSC Talk Radio's 2000th show. It's a milestone. I'm very proud of it. I'm proud of you because without you, I would not be here. So prepare yourself on Friday to give us a call, real quick, short, sweet, just a few words, and tell me what you like about CSC Talk Radio. Now, I also want to say, for those of you out there that are listening in some way, shape, size, or form, but not on your local radio station, there's a certain radio gal that was kind of taking my place on a few stations, and she's quitting the radio now. So they ought to be putting Beth Ann back on, don't you think? And you know who I'm talking about. She's on TV. So she's going to be doing podcast instead of live radio. So it's interesting to see how those things come around. Now, Congress, particularly Schumer and Pelosi and the Democrats, sham scam Schumer, they don't want the wall. And they have ignored, they have hated this president since you elected him. He's not one of them. They loved his money before then, but they don't like him now. And they ignore the wants of the people regarding the border crisis. And it is a crisis. And we have an immigration crisis, whether it is in visas or overstayed visas or whatever the case may be, illegals coming across, we have a crisis. We have a crisis in the drugs. We have a crisis in lots of things. But they ignore the wishes of the people. They think it's just Trump. Well, they don't really think that. But that's what they want to make it sound like. But here we have a triple amputee vet, a veteran, who has started a GoFundMe. We the people will fund the wall. And he started this not too long ago. And It is rising from $17 million in just 8 days. 8 days. His name is Kolfage, K-O-L-F-A-G-E. And he updates his GoFundMe page campaign described as anti-wall individuals, calling for the death of my wife and children. We're just getting mean in this nation. We're just mean to one another. So because he started this, he's got death threats. Attacks on my family. Now, this takes a really big man to threaten some guy that's a triple amputee with a family. He says, attacks on my family. Just want to let you guys know everything is okay with us. And he was after Jimmy Kimmel and Milano came after me personally. It triggered an outpouring of attacks. You know, Alyssa Milano, she's young. She's young in her head anyway. And she's kind of on the same level as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. They're clueless. Totally clueless. But anyway, this guy, he started this GoFundMe. He's now, you know, had a lot of personal attacks and threats. But the American people have given, in 8 days, $17 million. Yet, we don't want a wall? That's all Trump's doing? Have you listened to Ann Coulter lately? She ignores everything else he's done, and she's concentrating on not getting a wall because she wants one so bad. So why do they want social justice? I believe in justice. I don't believe in social. I don't like that phrase, social justice. And they were using that in that China article that I was sharing, the church with social justice. It's a different situation in China. But where are we today here? So I'm bringing out the useful idiots again, because when I think of this, I think of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And I think of Sham Scam Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, Plastic Pelosi, and all of these, including McConnell. Paul Ryan. And a lot of them. This is to gain a socialistic state. It's coming from Sal Alinsky's Rules of Radicals, Rules for Radicals. And there's 8 rules to set up a socialistic state, a social state. What is a social state? Why do they attack Christianity? Why do we have a debt that they just keep adding to? Why do they want health care nationalized? Well, here's those 8 steps one more time. And I want you to think about this. I know you've heard them before, but I want you to stop and think about it. Number 1 is health care. Control health care, and you control the people. So they tell you what procedures you can and cannot have, what medications and how much medications you can and cannot have, and when you can and cannot have them. Number 2 is poverty. If you increase poverty to a level as high as possible, poor people are easier to control and will not fight back if you are providing everything for them to live. 3 is the debt. Increase the debt to an unsustainable level. Are we there yet? That way you are able to increase taxes, and this will produce more poverty. Number 4 is gun control. Be careful and listen how they word this in this book of Rules for Radicals. Number 4, gun control. Remove the ability to defend themselves from the government. That way you are able to create a police state. Number 5, welfare. Take control of every aspect of their lives. Their food. You don't need to know where it's coming from. Their housing and their income. Guaranteed at least $15 an hour. Number six, education. Take control of what people read and listen to. Mainstream media. Take control of what children learn in school. Number seven, religion. Again, watch the wording. Remove the belief in the God from the government and schools. Number eight, class warfare. Remember, Pelosi, we're too good to take a cut in pay. Remember that a few years back? We have a special title here. We shouldn't be taking a cut in pay. Class warfare. Divide the people into the wealthy and the poor, and this will cause more discontent. And it will be easier to tax the wealthy with the support of the poor. Does any of this sound familiar to you? That is your social justice right there. That is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders and Nancy Pelosi and Schumer scam and a Republican. It's up to you to change it and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.